Hello, everyone. Welcome. This is Marjorie Pastinetz, and I want to welcome you to our show, Caregivers Speak. This afternoon, our guest is Jennifer Lucas, who is the owner at Synergy Center for Wellness in Vail, Colorado. And I want to welcome all of you, listeners and readers of our website, MyCaregivingCoach.com and eCareDiary.com. Is the supporter, the sponsor of this show, and we always want to thank them very much for that support. The topic for today is the benefits of Pilates on mind-body balance, and I can think of no better guest than Jennifer Lucas. I first met Jennifer last summer, and I was her student at the Synergy Center for Wellness in Vail. I'd never done Pilates before. I had done a lot of exercising. I consider myself relatively to Jennifer and started Pilates. I discovered many direct benefits of Pilates for myself. Now, I'm a woman of a certain age, and I've also come to believe that women or men, but certainly for me at my age, this has such great beneficial effects as I get older and a little more stiff, I have to admit. So welcome, Jennifer Lucas, to our show.
Margie, thank you so much for having me. It's really a pleasure. I miss you. I can't wait for you to come back. We can continue to work more together. And it has really been a pleasure for me meeting you through Pilates and personally. So thank you very much.
You're so welcome. So share with our listeners how you came to this work, Jennifer.
I came to it for some of the very reasons that you came to it. I had done a lot of exercising, and like people who exercise and people who don't exercise, I was very stiff. And I came to the work, and what started really resonating with me was I noticed differences in flexibility, and I noticed certain things changing in my body, but moreover, I noticed the breath of the practice, the movement of the practice, and the overall experience left me feeling very rejuvenated and left me feeling like I had done something really good for myself. And I was challenged by it at the same time.
Very good. Well, I'd like for you to tell our audience, I wasn't aware, so I'm going to assume most of us listening today are not that aware of how Pilates works. And then we're going to talk about also how it helps us as caregivers, for those of you who are caregivers in our audience. So just give us kind of a thumbnail sketch of what is Pilates. Was there a Mr. Pilates, Jennifer?
Yes, really good question. The founder of the method, Joseph Pilates, is a German man, and he was born in the 1880s. And when he began the method, he started it originally to correct imbalances that he had in his own body as he was a sick and somewhat injured child. And when he developed the method, the idea was for overall body health, for correct posture, and really to develop functionality through day-to-day activities. If you are injured, if you have restrictions on your mobility, and above all, for spinal health. So when he began the practice, those were kind of the tenets, and really he developed it and blossomed it into 10 other main tenets of Pilates. And he came to the United States in the 1920s, and his method began to be popular with the dancing community at the time. And he and his wife opened a studio, and from there really began to be recognized beyond that community, particularly for physical rehabilitation. And his philosophy was to bring Pilates to the masses. So he developed mat work that you can do without any equipment, which is still something that is very thriving today.
Great. And so mat work would be lying on a mat on the floor. Would that be right?
Exactly, exactly. Yeah. And it's a series of exercises done focusing on your breath and what we would call the core, which would be front and back of your body, from the shoulders to about the tops of your legs. So not just our abdominal area, but everything front and back of your body, and strengthening that for the best functionality for you during your day-to-day activities.
Well, you know, the two things that just strike me about your comments, you know, we've done a couple of things for this show about breathing and about deep breathing. How that can help caregivers. I remember when I was a caregiver, I kind of took short little, gasps almost sometimes when I was under great stress. And I did find that breathing, you know, while it sounds very simple, is very, very therapeutic and something we should all practice, you know, the benefits of really deep breathing. And then the other thing you mentioned was the spine. And I think of caregivers, you know, we often don't sit straight. We often sort of maybe slump over, or maybe, you know, in helping our loved ones, we kind of get our bodies all contorted up, and which is certainly not good for the spine. So just those two things that are essential elements of Pilates seem to be really applicable.
Yes. I often say to my clients that during their Pilates session will be the most time that they spend paying attention to their breath all day long. And for me, that left me with a great impression when I did the work. I felt, oh my goodness, I'm really breathing in. I'm focusing on breathing out. And to accomplish the movements, the breath certainly helps. But even if I wasn't doing the movements perfectly, just the act of doing the breathing helped me feel calm, and helped me to feel like I was accomplishing something, which, you know, just gave me an overall sense of well-being. I noticed through the exercises I started standing differently, even in the shower or when I was cooking. I moved the seat of my car forward a little more so I could sit a little bit more upright, and it just gave me a bigger awareness of where I was just doing simple things throughout the day, or harder things throughout the day. If I was lifting something up, if I was assisting a client into a position, being mindful of where I'm standing and how I'm holding my body.
You know, since I've worked with you, I find myself incorporating the breath and the better posture. And I notice that when I go up the stairs, I'm not slumped over, stand straighter. And I notice that using deep breathing, going up a set of stairs, it's almost like I'm just sort of lifted straight up the stairway. I mean, it's much more effortless getting up the stairs, just because my spine is straight and I'm breathing properly. So I totally get what you're saying.
That's music to my ears. That's wonderful. Wonderful.
So to help us get to what Jennifer and I are describing about the benefits, the results, if you will, tell us about the specific movements and exercises that get us into this kind of aligned, more calm place.
So the exercises can be done in a variety of ways. When we think of the mat on the floor, many of us think about laying flat and doing all the exercises on our back. And that is certainly one way to accomplish that. One way would be to find a correct position of your spine and your pelvis so that we are not lying with either the spine bones deeply pressed into the mat, nor are we arching the back tremendously, but we're laying in what we would refer to as a natural or a neutral spine. The other way that we can accomplish things like this is by being on our hands and knees. I often like to do an exercise that I call bird dog, because it is exactly what it sounds like when you see a dog pointing in a direction with its front paw. I lift the right leg up, for example, and the left arm, and find balance in that way. Having the muscles balance and work together as one is one of the biggest ways to improve the posture, like we're talking about, and one of the biggest ways to improve spine health.
Yeah. And one of the things I think is such appropriately termed or named is this
there's a machine that one can use as well. It's called the reformer.
And
it literally does reform how your body is aligned. So tell us about the reformer, Jennifer.
Yes. The reformer is, it's a piece of equipment that moves. Different from a piece of gym equipment that you may find in, you know, in a gymnasium or a fitness center, it focuses on muscles that are the big movers. For example, if I was laying on it and pressing in and out, I would certainly be using my legs. The machine itself is a little unstable, and so because of that, it requires the rest of our muscles to stabilize around the big movers. So the reformer moves based on spring tension, and you can set it at a very heavy tension or a light tension or somewhere in between. It just depends on what you're trying to accomplish there. There are long ropes with handles on them, and you can put your hands or your feet in the ropes, which is pretty cool. And it's, again, one of those things that you can lay on it, you can sit on it, or stand on it. It provides such a variety of exercises for the whole body. It's a wonderful piece of equipment.
It is. And, you know, for those of you listening, I have discovered things about my hips, and it's subtle. You know, you find yourself walking in a certain way, I find myself able to align more just in the way, my gait. And it sounds kind of small, but it's one of those small things that's really big when you're able to begin to accomplish the alignment from this reformer.
Mm-hmm.
So out in Vail, probably some of you hearing us today, you know, you think of the mountains and you think of skiing, and certainly the benefits of Pilates, you know, we think of with skiers. In fact, Jennifer has people in her studio that are, they're obviously using machines to perfect their ability to really widen their legs and to be able to ski down a mountain. But if we're thinking about the benefits of Pilates for caregivers, for people who tend to be under stress, what are some of those benefits, Jennifer?
Well, I love that you bring up the word alignment. And one of the things that we may find where we carry stress in the low back or the shoulders or in the hips, those are common areas that I see folks carry stress. And finding correct alignment of walking, finding correct alignment of your legs underneath your hips and your vertebrae and your spine all the way up can help relieve those pressure areas. And like you're saying, it is very subtle. I find that having the correct alignment can help us physically relieve those pressure areas, but also taking the time to focus on, you know what, my right hip is tight and I think I really need to pay attention to that. I have found, and I think others that I work with have found, that that in and of itself can be very healing. And finding the attention for the area, like we said, you know, that's the favorite hip. That's the one I need to pay attention to. And and by aligning that hip, you know, by strengthening the muscles of the hip and by aligning the spine, hopefully we're able to provide some relief to that area and to the individual who's experiencing that pressure.
Yeah. Well, you know, I'll give a personal example from myself. When I first started going to Jennifer, I was calling it my bad hip. And as Jennifer just mentioned, she corrected me and said, no, Margie, it's your favorite hip. And so in telling that hip that it's my favorite hip, it's amazing. You know, we've done a lot on this show with respect to wellness and talking about that wellness is a, you know, attitude is a big part of our wellness. So now my attitude toward my right hip is that it's my favorite hip. And
yes.
But the other thing that Jennifer helped me think about is that even though I am not caregiving anymore, I still hold the remnants of stress in my body from having been a caregiver. I think this is so important for all of you out there. That even though when you're done with the role of caregiving, when you're not doing anymore, your body is still carrying some of that pain, that hurt, if you will, that stress, and to recognize that it's still there and to talk to it and to work it out in ways like Pilates is probably a really good idea.
Yeah. Very well said. Very well said. I think stretching areas like the hips can be very stress relieving. One exercise that comes to mind in particular where I see people kind of go into it and they go, oh, is we call it the figure four stretch. It's something where you can lay on your back and you place, for example, your right ankle across the top of your left knee. And you feel this wonderful opening of the back of the hip and the inside of the thigh. And it's a place where a lot of us hold tension. And like you said, it can be tension from the past. And I do see that that is very beneficial for people. And it's amazing how our past can really be in our bodies. And I see it every day. I know I experience it. And I think that bringing the awareness to it and knowing that it's a very normal thing has been very healing.
You know, and coming from you, that is so important for everybody to hear that this is normal. It's so thank you for confirming for all of us that, you know, I kind of thought maybe I was the crazy one until I met you, and you confirmed that, yes, it's a common thing. And so thank you for that. So, I'd like for you to give our listeners an example of someone without naming a name, but give our listeners an example of someone kind of a before and after who came to you who really benefited from Pilates. What kind of what was happening with them when you came, and then what you did, and then how it turned out.
Okay. We'll call this individual Carrie. And okay. Carrie came to me because her husband had been in a very serious accident and as a result required, you know, 24-hour care. And this involved her carrying things up and down stairs, bending over quite a bit, and caused a lot of tension where she was carrying it in her neck and in her jaw. She had been practicing some Pilates, and what she was finding was that it was creating more and more tension in her neck because of the way she was lifting her head, and the abdominals were just not engaging in the correct way. And so what we did was kind of do a reset. Pilates is one of those wonderful methods of exercise where you can work muscles in a way that's not always the first way you might think to do it. So instead of strengthening her abdominals by lifting her head forward and causing those shoulders that were already sore and were already carrying so much, we strengthened her abdominals by lifting her legs and by opening her hips and by stretching her chest. Carrie and I worked together for about 8 months, and we did mat work. And through the mat work and through the stretching of her chest and strengthening of the abdominals, as we mentioned, and the breathing was so important. And she saw wonderful results. Her neck began to release. She noticed during the day that she wasn't clenching her teeth so much anymore. I noticed that she was smiling more often when I saw her during her sessions, which to me is just a tremendous result in itself. And she felt like it was her time, and it was only 30 minutes that we set aside that we met. And for me, it was a tremendous privilege to have that time of hers because I knew how precious it was. And it was also just wonderful to see her feel a little bit more at home in her body instead of dreading it every day.
That's a wonderful example. And thank you for reminding us all about the breathing, because it can make so much difference. I was telling somebody the other day, when I go in to get my blood pressure done by the doctor, I breathe very deeply before they start the test, you know. I go, and I really breathe down into it. And I'm convinced that that lowers my blood pressure when they take it in the doctor's office. I may be totally wrong. But it certainly calms me down when I'm in there, right?
Yes. And, yes.
Well, that's great. So how, you know, so let's say I'm out there and I'm getting convinced, I'm a caregiver, I'm out there, but I'm thinking to myself, number of questions. How do I find a Pilates near me? You know, what should I look for? I'm a caregiver. I don't kick it out a lot. Is there a way that I can practice this, you know, at home? So those are all my questions. Let's just start off with the first one. How do I find a Pilates instructor? I can go on the internet, but what would I look for?
I would look for, first and foremost, someone who makes you feel good. I think, you know, you and I have had a wonderful fit, you know, working together, and that's rewarding for you and certainly rewarding for me. And I think, you know, people who have trainings beyond one weekend of a training, I'm, of course, biased. And for my training, which I love, and it's called the BASI method, BASI. So I always recommend that to folks looking for a Pilates instructor. And then finding a good fit, someone who understands if you're having injuries, someone who understands your schedule, and that you come first. Those are my absolute must-haves. If you are looking for someone at a studio, that could even happen in a class setting. Sometimes that works. Some people feel maybe working one-on-one may not be for them, maybe within a setting. They could take a buddy to a class, so that's always an option I look for. And then in terms of looking online, you know, you could always look for someone, obviously, close to you so that we're taking another, you know, another barrier away that, you know, I can get there and I can get back. There are other online resources if you're unable to actually get to a studio where this is offered. I do want to mention that I've done a little research about this, and of course I have a studio that is just based in Pilates, but there are other places that offer Pilates classes within a rec center. For example, a town community center may have a class. Some have community classes out of their town hall. And so depending on the instructor and the fit, that could also be another place to look.
Great. That's great. And, you know, the other thing that I'm thinking, if I were still a caregiver, would I share with my instructor, either if it's one-on-one or even if it's in a class, would I share that I'm a caregiver with my Pilates instructor? How do you feel about that?
I have a couple of different feelings. I think your comfort level should always, and this is me, I'm so biased. I care so deeply for my clients, and I know that they bring such vulnerability to their work that
yes.
I think sharing, even if you're not comfortable in sharing your life experience, but sharing your day-to-day activities could be important. For example, I tend to stoop over a lot, you know, or if you're feeling comfortable sharing that you are caregiving for someone, then absolutely do that. I think talking about any sort of recent surgeries you may have had, or even injuries from 15 years ago, anything that's going on with you is important to your Pilates instructor, and a good instructor will recognize those and work with you through modifications.
Yep. It's all about honoring yourself and the instructor,
yes.
Honoring you and where you're coming from. And so that kind of leads me to this whole customization. Can Pilates be customized for me? That would be a question I would have too.
Yes, my favorite question. One of my favorites. Yes, it absolutely it can and should be. And there can be a couple of different environments for that. In a class, you may not receive the exact customization that you want in terms of the class may not be built around only what you're looking for. But in a private session, without a doubt, that should be all about you. Even a semi-private session should be all about you. I would always encourage someone to speak to their class instructor about injuries they have. I'm a firm believer that anyone teaching a class should be able to provide modifications for someone that's there. Sometimes with a very serious injury, a class setting may not work well because you may need lots of modifications, which could happen better one-on-one.
Yeah, so if you're like me, The other thing is I tend to be a little competitive, so I watch other people in a class, and I'll think, oh, they can do that. Why can't I do that? So, you know, there's that and it I shouldn't be that way. I understand that. But for those of you out there listening who might be a little bit that way, heed that because we're all different. And, you know, we're all customized, if you will, for this type of
exercise. Love that. Yes. Yes. Some people love seeing the person in class next to them and going, okay, she's doing it. I can do it too. And they find it motivating. And some people tell me, you know what? I want to be better than, you know, it is that competitive thing. And, you know, I honor both of those things because it puts you, I think, you know, where you need to be. Yeah.
Yeah. So you mentioned that there are exercises online that if I'm a caregiver person who really just can't get out at all, that I can go online and find some information and maybe sort of do some self-instruction?
Yes. Yes. There are some resources. Of course, a large one that we know about is YouTube. I would be selective with YouTube as you could get a variety of advice from that resource.
Yes.
There are two online resources that I prefer. One of them is called thebalancedlifeonline.com. I think the founder and the instructor, Robin Long, is wonderful, inside and out. You know, I'm biased, and so she's also trained in the same method that I am and in the BASI method, and so very knowledgeable of injuries and modifications, and her philosophy of her entire website and her offerings is very much true to wellness. The other resource that I like is called PilatesAnytime.com, and that you have to have a subscription for that, but you can do a 30-day free trial, and it's a very affordable subscription. It's not, you know, outlandish. And so those are a couple of resources that I would always recommend.
Perfect. Thank you so much. And, you
of
know,
course.
This BASI method, this B-A-S-I method, when I left to come back to Florida after the summer, Jennifer helped me find a BASI method, a Pilates instructor, and that's worked out very well for me. I'll just say my own personal testimony on that. So thank you again for that.
Of course.
Okay. Well, now, we just have like a minute left. I can't believe it. This is
me
crazy.
Either.
But I want to remind everyone that there will be an archive of this show so that you can listen back or share that archive with a friend that you know has not listened in today. Jennifer, in our closing moments, is there anything that you'd like to say that I haven't asked you about today before we close our show?
Oh, wow, great question. Just that the breathing and the calming and reminding ourselves that taking care of ourselves is through physical through physical well-being, and that can be something as simple as breathing deep breaths and standing upright can have a tremendous benefit on us. I would just reiterate what we've talked about, actually.
Thank you so much. And, you know, I'm going to have Jennifer back later in the year because, you know, we've talked about the physical benefits. There are mental ones, too, and because there's a lot to think about. I mean, you could. It's customized for you. There are all kinds of ways to make your brain really work with Pilates, should you wish to. So I'm going to have Jennifer back, and we'll talk about the mental benefits at another time. Thank you again, Jennifer, so much.
Thank you so much.
And,
thank you so much.
And thank you to all of our listeners. I want everybody to have a great day. This is Margie Papasteinmetz saying we'll be talking again soon on the radio. Bye-bye.